This is Melissa Ringstaff from AVirtuousWoman.org, and I want to welcome you to From Chaos to Calm, 15 Weeks to a Happy Home. We're on day 43, and today's devotion is titled, Exercise. Exercise. Our scripture memory for today comes from Proverbs chapter 31, verse 17. It says, "She girdeth her loins with strength, and she strengtheneth her arms." Yesterday we talked about water and how essential it is to our health. Today we're going to be talking about the importance of exercise. In fact, exercising is one of the most important activities we can do to improve our health and the quality of our lives. Knowing that we need to exercise isn't the problem. We all know we need to exercise. The problem is our own lack of self-discipline. I know we've talked about self-discipline quite a bit over the last few weeks. Exercising, for most of us, is just not one of our favorite things to do. I've gone from being a skinny, eat anything I want sort of girl to being a watch everything I eat sort of woman. And it hasn't exactly been a joyful experience. But I have learned a lot about what it means to take care of my health. When I had no issue with my weight, I had no real desire to be fit. And yes, it is possible to be skinny and in bad shape. So, whether you are as skinny as a rail or could stand to lose a few pounds, exercising is something you can do for yourself that will really make a difference in your life and maybe even the lives of those around you. You know, exercising is good for our heart. It reduces stress and it strengthens our bones. And as women, it's even more important that we exercise on a regular basis, not only for our weight, for our hearts, but because when we're old, our bones can become brittle, and exercising is one way that we can help prevent osteoporosis. So how do we find the willpower or self-discipline we need to get moving 6 days a week? Well, first, we go to God and ask for the strength and the motivation we need. Because Jesus is everything we're not. And if we're struggling in an area, He can provide exactly what we need. Your Heavenly Father wants you to be healthy. You can trust that He will help you. All you have to do is ask. Each day as you wake up early and go to your prayer corner for your time with God, ask for help in this area. Add it to your prayer list. Be faithful to pray for yourself. Here are 5 things that you can do to get motivated to exercise. Number 1, find a friend to exercise with. Having a partner to experience the joy and the pain of getting fit can really help. It keeps you accountable and it can keep you motivated. If you don't have a friend who wants to get in shape, advertise. Place an ad in your local paper or put up flyers in the park or library or even in the grocery store. They say that if the people you hang out with are overweight, you're more likely to be overweight. If the people you hang out with are healthy, they like to take care of themselves, you're more likely to do that. So, find a friend, even a new friend if you need to, who takes care of themselves or who wants to take care of themselves so you can work toward those goals together, and you'll be more likely to stay motivated and stay in shape or even get in shape. Number 2, use a program you can enjoy. Join a group or start one. Pilates, aerobics, or even stroller sizing are some fun ways to enjoy getting in shape. There may be some programs in your area, even if you live in a small town. So just check out what's available. Ask around. If you have a gym in your town and you think you'll use it, pay for a membership. Because, you know, in the long run, paying for your membership at the gym would be a lot less expensive than having tons of medical bills because you didn't take care of your health. If you live in a small town like me, that may not be an option. Number 3, purchase workout clothes that make you happy. Remember when we were talking about dressing for success? Work out in clothes to make you look good. Instead of looking frumpy in a sweatsuit or sloppy shorts and a t-shirt, find workout clothes that are stylish and make you feel confident about yourself. Workout clothes that are designed for exercising are comfortable to move in and will keep you cool. Yoga pants stretch and move with you. And if you're comfortable and you look good, you'll be more likely to keep it up. Number 4, get a puppy. Walking is one of the most effective and easiest forms of exercising. I love to walk with my Labrador Retriever. She makes it fun. Walking is also a good time to reflect on what God has planned for your day. I know we talked about walking a few days ago, but it really is one of the easiest ways to get fit. And if you have a puppy or a dog, that will encourage you because your dog needs exercise too. And especially, I know my dog, she's still pretty young, and when we had her spayed, you know, slowly she began to put on a little bit of extra weight, and I know that I don't want an overweight fat dog, and although I watch what she eats, if she's not getting the exercise she needs, she was more likely to put on extra pounds. And I want her to stay healthy so she can live as long as possible. And that encourages me to get out there and walk on a regular basis. And number 5, exercise with your kids. You know, my daughters love to exercise with me. It doesn't matter what I'm doing, whether I'm taking a walk, whether I'm hiking, whether I get out a DVD and get down on the floor and do some stretching. They always enjoy exercising with me. And you know, kids, especially girls, gain a healthy body image and get in shape while developing a good habit that will serve them well into adulthood. Exercising daily should be a priority. It doesn't have to take long. A 15-minute walk each day is enough to help you lose weight, lower your cholesterol, prevent heart disease, and more. And we all have 15 minutes. Just schedule it in. Make it a priority. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we know that you want us to have good health and to live abundantly. And Lord, if we're not taking care of our bodies, that's not going to happen. So Lord, I just ask you to encourage our hearts to stay healthy and fit. Help us to encourage our children, our families, to be healthy and fit. Help us to make a priority to exercise, even for just 15 minutes every day. Thank you for your love, for your mercy, for your amazing grace. Thank you for the so many blessings that you have given us. Be with each of the ladies listening today. Bless her heart, Lord. In Jesus' precious holy name I pray, amen. Well, I hope you've been blessed by today's devotion. Be sure to join me tomorrow for our next devotion titled, A Schedule Checkup.